You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang panalo sa halalan sa Wentworth ay inako ng independenteng kandidato Karen Phelps. Tinalo ni Dr. Phelps ang kandidato ng Partido Liberal Dave Sharma sa isang botohang idinaos pagkatapos palitan si Malcolm Turnbull. Bagamat patuloy pa rin ang bilangan, malamang na manalo si Dr. Phelps sa halalan. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat na tinipon ni Sonia Hendeman. Tinapos ng independenteng Kerry Phelps ang mahigit na isang siglong dominasyon ng Partido Liberal sa pwesto ng Wentworth sa Sydney na nagdala sa gobyerno ni Scott Morrison sa minoridad. Inako ng tanyag na doktor ang panalo sa harap ng mga nagdiriwang na taga-suporta.
Thank you to the people of Wentworth for placing your trust in me. I won't let you down. I want to thank my amazing team of purple people. You have been absolutely phenomenal. The support that you have given this campaign, and I know this isn't a victory for one person.
Sinabi ni Dr. Phelps na nitong nakaraang linggo, pinagsabihan siya na imposibleng manalo.
I said that if we won the seat of Wentworth, it would make history. And my friends, we have made history today. More than anything, this is a great moment for Australian democracy. This win tonight should signal a return of decency, integrity, and humanity to the Australian people.
Sa kanyang pagkatalo, sinabi ng kandidato ng Liberal Dave Sharma na ang naganap ay nakakapagpakumbaba at magandang karanasan.
Tonight's result has been over a little sooner than I expected. I'm certainly glad I kept my day job and I have something to go back to. But I do want to start by paying tribute to the other candidates out there tonight, and particularly Dr. Karen Phelps, who seems to have won the seat. She ran a very good campaign. She's a formidable Australian and has given much to Australia, and I hope and trust she will be a good local member for Wentworth, and whatever I can do to support her in that role, I will.
Sinabi ng punong ministro na matututo ang Partido Liberal sa resulta ng eleksyon sa Wentworth, pero nananatili siyang matatag na ang kanyang partido ay tutungo sa tamang direksyon sa darating na eleksyon.
The Liberal Party has paid a big price tonight for the events of several months ago. But as a party, we will continue to rise again.
Sinabi naman ng pangalawang leader ng Labor, Tanya Plibersek, na ang halalang pampederal ay kailangan ng tawagin upang maalis ang gobyerno Morrison sa kanyang kahirapan. Sinabi ni Binibining Plibersek sa Sky News na ang makasaysayang paglipat laban sa liberal ay nagpapakita na si Scott Morrison ay wala sa ugnayan sa mga Australiano.
Well, we've been saying for some time that this government is so desperate and chaotic, so dysfunctional and divided that the best thing they could do is hold an election so the Australian people can make their minds up about whether they want a chaotic and desperate government or a Labor Party that is strong and united and focused on the issues that make a difference to Australia's everyday lives.
Nauna dito, ang grupong Stop Adani Bondi ay nagsabi na maraming residente ang nagagalit sa gobyernong Morrison dahil sa kanilang kampanya sa pagkatok sa mga bahay ng mga botante. Ayon sa tagapagsalitang Simon Fosterling, maliwanag na gusto ng mga residente na tigilan ang pag-ayon sa gamit ng fossil fuel sa mga industriya. Idinagdag niya na may kilusan sa pagbabago at ito ay lalong mahalaga para sa darating na eleksyon federal.
It's been really inspiring to see the movement, you know, come from a grassroots level, and you know, if we can drive this change at the federal level, it's a massive achievement, and it's, you know, it's heartwarming.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.